The following conversation is part of the One Small Step program in partnership with StoryCorps. KUNR connects people with different political values through dialogue. Today, you'll hear from Northern Nevada residents Eric LaRude and Karen Gedney. They start the conversation by finding common ground with their careers. Then, they discuss their evolving political party affiliations and how their families have shaped their values. Eric starts off the conversation.
Well, Karen, I'm curious how long you've been a doctor, and then at what point did you become a doctor in a prison?
Well, my medical school started in 1984 in Cincinnati. My internal medicine was at UNR, and I was ultimately the chief resident for WASHA back in the day, which is now renowned. And the reason I ended up in prison, the federal government paid for my medical school, and in return, I had to work 4 years in a place where no other doctor would work. I survived those 4 years, and then I decided to turn it into my calling because I always wanted to help the underserved. It just never occurred to me they would be in prison.
Oh, gotcha. So then you've spent your entire medical career in a prison facility.
Yes, I did 30 years in prison.
Wow. I'm a former lawyer, recovering lawyer. So I did my share of habeas corpus work. So I've been in those prisons.
So you know them.
didn't stay the whole day. Maybe you were there for the whole day. I was there just for a couple hours.
Right. Well. Eric, could you briefly describe, in your own words, your personal political values?
I picked the Republican Party because I fall back to the fiscally conservative but liberally liberal when it comes to personal rights and freedoms, things like that. I consider myself really just a moderate. Didn't really get engaged in politics until then Trump came along. And now this very extremism on the right side, that then led me to drop out of the Republican Party. And I just defaulted to the Democrat Party. I wanted to be able to vote in primaries. And in Nevada, that's a closed primary system. So I signed up for the Democrat Party.
The only time I started getting a little bit politically involved was when my husband, who was a Republican, and he said to me, he goes, "Okay, Karen, what are you?" I said, "Well, I'm a nothing, like an independent." And he said, "No, you have to register Republican or Democrat if you want to be in a caucus." So he said, "I'll be Republican, you be Democrat." And I would vote, but it had really nothing to do with party lines.
I've got two boys. My youngest son has gotten very involved. And he looked at my wife and I and said, "You know, prior to the 2020 election, what are you going to do to get involved with this election?" My wife and I said, "Good question. We're going to get more involved." So we were so concerned about what was going on, seeing that Trump was coming along again, that we started our own political engagement active group here in Reno, looking ahead to getting ready for the presidential election of 2024, but also concerned with the extremism at the county level. Suddenly, I've become a very active and engaged in really the fight against the extremism.
Yeah, and I'll say that the extremism for me was when they started making abortions illegal. Because as a physician, I know medically that certain women need that.
I agree. I agree with those sentiments very much. I'm hopeful that our country can come together. We'll have a peaceful United States and a peaceful world.
So. World, yeah.
That was Northern Nevada residents Eric LaRude and Karen Gedney. This conversation segment was produced by me, Alicia Cancino. Nevada Humanities is a key community partner for this program. StoryCorps' One Small Step and the radio station Hubs are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.